Good morning. My name is Melinda, and let me begin to say that, my background was I grew up in a Catholic home as well. Both my parents were Catholic, and I would go to church with them and do the sacraments, but just because I had to, there was no desire, and I never knew the true gospel, and I would just go. I had some form of godliness, but I did deny the power of God. It was until I met my husband, at the time we were dating, and we were next door neighbors. I'm glad the Lord brought us together that way, too. It wasn't until 2 years after we were married that I became saved. And at this time, too, we were living at his parents, but at this time we were downstairs. And I remember my husband coming to me and wanting to share with me a testimony of Paul Washer's wife, Charo. And hearing her testimony was just I felt the Lord convicting my heart so much that I didn't know what to do. I stood quiet when my husband showed me and reflected, and the next morning he went to work, and that's when I got down on my knees and I truly asked the Lord to save me, and I knew that I was a sinner, a lost sinner, and I needed a Savior, and that was my Lord Jesus Christ. And having that joy after praying to him and asking him, I couldn't wait for my husband to get home from work, and I wrote a letter to him just because I thought I was going to forget, and just filled with joy. And when he came home from work, I confronted him and couldn't wait. I shared with him how the Lord saved me that morning, and I saw his face, and you can tell he was filled with joy that he had his wife now going alongside with him to worship the Lord together, to serve the Lord together. And that's when I realized I was a lost sinner, and now I'm a sinner, but saved by the blood of Jesus Christ. And there's the verse that I remember writing down, and it's Matthew 6:33. Seek ye first the kingdom of God and all his righteousness, and all these things shall be added unto you. And also John 3:16 is a verse that we taught my daughter, and I didn't really truly meant. I would know it, but not truly know what the meaning of. And I'm grateful. And now, as I am a mother and a wife to my husband, I have seen how the Lord has changed me so much. And I'm still growing and learning in God's word and following Christ together with my husband. And I do want to be that godly wife and that godly mother, but most importantly, worshiping the Lord, you know, serving him and loving him first, because loving him first is the most important thing, and then loving my husband and then my children. So I'm so thankful for the work that the Lord has done in my life. I am truly grateful for my salvation. Jesus Christ is my rock. It's a miracle how he saved me, because where I come from is just how the Lord brought me to my husband, how he pointed me to Christ was a miracle as well. And I'm truly grateful, and I thank you.